is USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The White House and House Republicans are closing in on a deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling for the next 2 years. Default is not an option.
That's what Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters on Capitol Hill Wednesday afternoon. He said he believes an agreement will be made ahead of the early June deadline and the U.S. will avoid default. He's being firm in telling Democrats there will be no tax increases and the government will have to spend less than what it did this year. Republican negotiators met with President Biden's team yesterday at the White House. I'm Skip Kelly.
Prices at the gas pump holding steady as the holiday weekend is here. AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of regular remains $3.57. That's up 3 cents from a week ago, but over a dollar cheaper than a year ago. AAA estimating more than 37 million people plan to drive to their travel destinations this weekend.
AAA says a surge of more than 42 million Americans will load up the nation's roads, highways, train hubs, and airports through the next 4 days, with many traveling off on holiday. Good news, gas is about a dollar cheaper than a year ago, steadily rising since Wednesday, though, so filling up on the way out may be a good idea. TSA airport checkpoints will also probably be significantly longer waits with some possible flight disruptions. Traveler numbers up about 6% from a year ago. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Pope Francis canceling his meetings today due to a fever. That's according to the Vatican, who did not provide any more details related to the 86-year-old's condition. New government numbers released today showed consumer spending went up 0.8% in April, double what was expected by analysts. It was the biggest jump in consumer spending in 3 months. This is USA News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kiperidge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
From the start, it sounded like an impossible business model, but the company that's offered unlimited access to movie theaters for one price is going to try it again.
MoviePass is back under new ownership after going bankrupt in 2020. It will have a new pricing model, this time around with plans starting at $10 per month to see 1 to 3 movies and going up to $40 a month to see up to 30 movies. MoviePass says subscribers will be able to see movies at any theater that accepts MasterCard. The service's website lists over 4,000 participating locations around the country. I'm Dave Collins.
Last winter's massive snowfall has been good news this spring. In the Rockies, the U.S. Drought Monitor says just 8% of the state of Colorado is experiencing drought. That's down from 44% of the state just last month. When we think of hurricane season, which begins June 1st, we're usually talking about the Atlantic Ocean and the east and Gulf coasts of the USA. But government forecasters say Hawaii has the greatest chance in years of being hit by a big storm. This thanks to El Nino, which makes the water warmer, increasing the chance of big storms forming. A new study suggests there's money to be lost by those with regional accents. They admit they soften their accents while they're on the job. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.